Now, I want to drop down to verse 7 because we have now the third and last individual who walked by faith and lived by faith and came by faith to God before the flood. These were antediluvians, we call them, and it was Noah himself. Verse 7 now, and I'm reading, "By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and he became heir of the righteousness which is by faith." Now, you have in Noah the witness of faith. Abel was the way of faith. Enoch, the walk of faith. Now you have the witness of faith, and this is Noah. You see, we're told here he saved his house. Now, many of us have been accustomed to say that Noah preached 120 years and never made a convert. Actually, that's not quite accurate. He sure did win his family. He led every member of his family to the Lord, and that was really something. I think probably, again, we better go back to Genesis and look at this one for just a moment. We are told that in verse 5 of chapter 6 of Genesis, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil, and that continually. This is a sad commentary on mankind. Man surely got away from God in a hurry after he got out of the Garden of Eden. But we're told that there was one man left. Verse 9, "These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation." Now that means that he was a nice fella and paid his debts and did a lot of nice things. No, it says here also, "And Noah walked with God." But how did he walk with God? Well, the writer to the Hebrews tells us, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with prayer, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, and so on. Now, this man, Noah, believed God, for God told him that he was going to destroy the earth with a flood. There's some that believe that up to this point it hadn't even rained, and that's probably true. And way up on dry ground, away from even the Euphrates River, why, this man Noah began to build a boat. In fact, it was way up near Mount Ararat, and so he began to build a boat because God said there's going to be a flood, and God gave him the instructions for it. And it wasn't that clumsy-looking thing that you were given a picture of in Sunday school. I was, when I was a little boy, and my thought was I sure would hate to have been in that boat. I think it was a very modern-looking equipment, by the way. The size of it and the construction of it and the way in which it was built, it would conform to modern shipbuilding. The length of it, we're told, was 300 cubits, breadth of it 50 cubits, the height of it 30 cubits. I'm told that today's shipbuilding conforms largely to this pattern. It didn't have one little window in the side. It says, "A window shalt thou make in the ark, and a cubit shalt thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it." Now, the window went all the way around the top, and the roof came down over it, of course, but there was that open space, so that there was plenty of open space. And there were three decks that it had. 300 cubits would mean 450 feet long. It reveals the fact that these men were good builders in that day, shipbuilders, as well as building palaces and that type of thing, forts. And we know today that it was possible for this type of a construction in that day. It would be something they would be familiar with. And this man began to do what I'm sure the population in that day considered a very foolish thing. I'm of the opinion the Gray Lines ran a tour out to where he was building the boat, and I'm sure it was a popular one. I've always wondered what it was that brought the three boys, Ham, Shem, and Japheth, the three sons of Noah, back home. These boys, I'm sure, had moved away and started their own business. Down in Babel, I suppose Ham was a contractor, probably a very successful builder himself. And one day, he's meeting with the builders' convention, construction, you know, contractors' convention. The man there began to tell about the trip that he'd made up in the north country, and that the man up there was building a boat and how ridiculous it was. And everybody agreed, including Ham, but Ham all of a sudden knew his dad lived up there and he'd heard some things, and he asked the contractor the question. He said, "By the way, did you get the name of the man?" He said, "Yes." Said, "What was his name?" Said his name was Noah, and I think Ham turned white when he heard that. And he stood up and he said, "Listen, man," he said, "that's my father that's building that boat." Now he said, "I agree with you, it's foolish. And I laughed as you laughed." But said, "You don't know my dad." Said, "My dad walked in the fear of God, the living God. I've gotten away from it. But," he says, "if my dad says a flood's coming, and that God has caused him to give out a message, a warning, he said, you can just put it down and a flood's coming." And God spoke to him, because I was brought up in that home. And I know this, that I might cut short corners, but my dad wouldn't. My dad never told a lie. My dad lived for God. And if you don't mind, I'm going to get me a saw and a hammer, and I'm going up there and help him build. I think that Shem and Japheth had a similar experience, and they heard about it, and they went back to help their dad. Why? Because this man had a witness. This man, Noah, was a real witness for God. Friends, may I say this to you very candidly? The most important thing that you can do is to witness to your own family, and not by everlastingly giving them the gospel, but by living it before them and letting them see that you have a reality in your life. Always think of the story that Gypsy Smith told years ago. He's holding meetings in Dallas, and a lady came up to him and said to him, said, "Gypsy, I've been called to preach." And he felt about women preachers about like I do, and he said to her, said, "By the way, are you married?" She said, "Yes." Says, "How many children do you have?" She said, "I have 5. He said, "Isn't that wonderful?" Said, "God's called you to preach, and he's already given you a congregation." My friend, may I say to you, whether you're even a preacher or not, whoever you are, if you're a child of God and you got a family, that's your congregation. God gave you that congregation. And Noah won his. Now, nobody accepted the Lord outside. Nobody believed him outside, but his family did. They knew him. And we're told that he saved his whole household. That's what the writer here says, that he saved his household. And that's a wonderful thing, that he was able to do that. He prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Why? By his witness. May I say to you, you have the way of faith, the walk of faith, and the witness of faith in these three antediluvians.